Well, hi, everybody. This is Pastor AJ saying grace and peace to you as you continue to shelter in place. As we enter our third week apart as a church, we're continuing to find ways to draw our minds and our hearts together. And so today, I want to invite you to join me in another prayer exercise that you'll be able to do either independently or with your family and those around you as well. So today, we're going to do an exercise called the Prayer of Examine. And this is a method of prayer that's been around for several hundred years, beginning with St. Ignatius back in the 1600s. And really, this method is quite simple, but it's one that I found to be helpful in my own life when I've done it, and my hope is that it's going to be a meaningful way for you to experience God's presence this week as well. So this is an exercise that you're welcome to do anytime. While you're sitting at home, you can do this while you're walking your dog. You can even do this while you're driving, although if you do, please leave your eyes open for what I hope are obvious reasons. This is an exercise that will require some level of concentration, and so I wouldn't recommend as much doing this while you're doing chores or kind of engaged with something else. You do want to be able to give it as much of your attention as you can. But again, you can be sitting, standing, walking, whatever it is that's going to be conducive for you. Now, the idea behind the Prayer of Examine is that we're going to review the last 24 to 48 hours, and we're going to invite God to show us what He's doing in our lives. This is a way to kind of purposefully stop and reflect on our circumstances and kind of explore what God is doing, what He's teaching us, and what He has for us in the day or coming days ahead. And so in many ways, this is a very natural follow-up to our sermon from Sunday, where we talked about Philippians 1, and we talked about trying to see how God is using our circumstances to advance His kingdom purposes, even when we feel like our lives have been thrown completely upside down. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to that, all of our recordings are hosted on our website, southgranvillechurch.org/media, and I'd encourage you to check it out because it was a very meaningful passage to me, and we continue to believe that Paul's letters to the Philippians are a very good word for us in our own uncertain moment. So the way the Prayer of Examine works is that we're going to pray through five stages. I'm going to give you a prompt and then give you an opportunity to do some prayer and reflection on your own. And each of these stages is, again, about reviewing what's happened over the last day or two and then inviting God to show you what it is that He's saying or what He's trying to draw your attention to. And so depending on how your brain works, you might want to grab a notebook and a pen to take some notes, and you're welcome to pause in between each section if you would like a longer break in order to pray or do some reflection. So if you're ready, I want to invite you to begin with stage one, where we become aware of God's presence with us. So as you're thinking about the last day or two, how are you currently feeling about your relationship with God? Do you feel near to Him or do you feel distant from Him? Have you been really busy and or feeling like you need some personal space from your family? Or perhaps you've been feeling lonely and isolated and need to be reminded that God is with you. Wherever you're at personally, I want to invite you to begin by taking a deep breath. And I want to invite you to picture yourself in God's presence. God is here in this moment. He's with you. He loves you. And He's inviting you to spend this time with Him. Perhaps it'll be helpful for you to hear this invitation from John chapter 14, where Jesus says this: "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing." Let's pray together. Father, we want to invite you into this space and ask that you would help us to be more aware of your presence near to us. Help us to know that we are seen and known and loved by you. And hear us now as we pray on our own and invite you into whatever space that we find ourselves in. So that's the first step. The second stage now involves reviewing the last day or two and thinking about what it is that you have to be grateful for. What gifts has God been giving to you? What is it that you've been enjoying? Is there somebody in your life who's been an encouragement to you or some way that you have been surprised by joy? You know, with all of the anxiety and the bad news in the air, it's very easy to get swept up in feelings of fear and negativity. And so I think it's a really helpful corrective for us to stop for a moment and ask where we see God at work. What is it that we have to be grateful for? So again, I invite you to pray. Father, we trust that even in the midst of difficult circumstances, you are at work. We ask that you would help us now to look back with gratitude, to see where you have been providing for us, and to see the gifts that you have given. Father, help us to have eyes to see and ears to hear all the ways that you have been active and moving in our lives and what it is that we can take joy in, no matter what our circumstances might be. Hear us now as we pray on our own. So now we come to the third step, and this step involves reviewing the last day or two and taking note of all that has happened and especially how you've been feeling. Where is it that you've been feeling good or relaxed? Where is it that you've been feeling anxious or upset? What's been going on in your life where you feel like you're struggling, or what has happened that isn't sitting well with you? Is there something that you feel confused about? For those of you who are home with family, has there been tension or conflict? And if so, how have you been responding? You don't have to do anything specifically yet, but this is an opportunity for you to review these last 24 hours and think about all that's happened and what your reaction has been. Because sometimes things happen to us so quickly and there's so much going on that we don't really take that time to process, and we end up just kind of pushing our feelings aside and then forgetting about it or having it come back later because we've never actually dealt with it. And so this is an opportunity for you to take a minute and just remember what's been going on in your life and how it's been affecting you, and to bring those feelings before God. So let's pray. Father, as we look back on the last day or 2 days, Lord, we invite you to expose those places that need attention. Show us where there have been positive things that we can build on, and show us where there may have been challenging things or negative things that we need to address. Help us to be honest with you about how we've been feeling, about the state of our minds and our hearts, and help us to trust that you are big enough to handle any feelings in any circumstances in anything that may be going on in our lives. Hear us now as we pray to you on our own. Come to the fourth step. Now that you've remembered and reflected on what's going on, is there something from the last day that you want to pray about specifically? Perhaps there's an area where you need wisdom about how to respond to a challenge or a source of conflict. Maybe you want to ask God to help change your attitude about a certain person or situation that you're dealing with. Maybe you want to ask God to help you appreciate what you have instead of focusing on the negative. What is it that God is teaching you through your circumstances? What is it that God wants you to continue doing, and what would he want you to change? Who in your life might need a gift of encouragement or need to be pointed towards the gospel? What fruits of the Spirit do you need to grow in your hearts? What are your circumstances doing to you or teaching you about what it means to follow Jesus? These are the types of questions that we want to be focusing on as we pray. So let's pray together. Father, we want to invite you into these circumstances that we've been going through. Open our minds and our hearts to the things that you are calling us to do or to change, for the ways that our thoughts and our actions need to be brought in line with your will. Father, would you fill us with the fruit of your Spirit? Would you give us courage and confidence as we step out in service to you? And Lord, would you bring our attitudes in line with yours, that we could be focused primarily on loving you and loving others, whatever that looks like, whatever it may cost us. Father, provide all that we need as we step out in faith and seek to do your will. Hear us now as we pray to you on our own. So the final step in the prayer of examine is now to think about what's coming up over the next 24 hours. What is it that you will be doing? Who is it that you're going to talk to? What are your responsibilities going to be? And what is it that you need from God in order to do those things well? So we're shifting our focus from what's behind us now to what's ahead of us. And this is a chance for us to pray in a proactive way. Because, you know, so often we end up praying out of reaction to what's going on. We feel or we're overwhelmed or we get ourselves into trouble, and that's what drives us to pray. But this is an opportunity for you to pause and think ahead, to invite God into whatever conversations or circumstances await you over the next 24 hours and ask for his grace to be present and ask for him to provide all that you will need. And so one more time, I invite you to join me in prayer. Father, you see the road ahead of us. You know where we are going, and you know what lies in front of each of us in our own circumstances. We ask, Lord, that as we go about our work and care for our families, as we do our best to honor the state requirements and distance ourselves from others, as we deal with circumstances that feel very strange and upside down, Father, we ask that you would be near. We ask that you would give us a clear and strong sense of your leading. We ask that you would show us how we can best love you and love others. Give us the words. Give us the actions. Give us the courage and conviction that we need. And we pray, trusting that you are faithful to provide those things, that we have not been left on our own, but that you walk with us, whatever our circumstances may be. And so again, we ask that you would hear us now as we pray on our own and invite you into whatever lies ahead. Father, we thank you for being near to us. Thank you for your faithfulness to your people. We ask that as we go forward this week, you will continue speaking and leading and showing us how to best represent you in the lives of the people around us. Give us courage and give us peace that goes beyond understanding as we deal with these uncertain times. And it's in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit we pray. Amen. Well, there you go. That is the prayer of examine. If you have questions or want to learn more about it, there's tons of information online. There are a number of varieties of this prayer, ways that you can kind of focus on specific things like your work or your family relationships or maybe whatever it is. But it's a really simple exercise, but I think a really powerful one because it forces us to do that stopping and to think reflectively about what's been happening and what lies ahead. And for many of us, this whole season represents a chance to do that in a way that we can't because of work and family obligations. And so my hope and my prayer for each of us is that we can seize this moment and really invite God in, invite God to open our minds and our hearts to whatever it is that He has in store. Again, if you have any questions or if you have a need, you are welcome to contact me or Pastor John Whitfleet. We want to let you know that we are here to support you and encourage you and even help provide for needs any way that we can as long as we're apart. Otherwise, grace and peace to each of you, and we will see you online on Sunday.